Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas. The Latina Theory, and we're doing a special Q&A session today on this episode. Shout out to Ariana Hennis, who's in Chicago, as that's how I feel like Latinos say Chicago. It's Chicago. Holding it down there. She'll be back in full effect next episode. But, you know, I guess I would say this is my first episode back after I've delivered a beautiful baby girl. And our guest today, not only is she a boss, Latinx, amazing mujerona, as the Chicanos who tune in call chingona, but she also recently became a mother as well. And she is a co-owner mm-hmm. of the first Latino market in the state of Minnesota, and one of the meccas of mercados of the Midwest. And it's an honor to have her on the show today. Welcome, Analita Silva.
Thank you. I sound so cool the way you say it.
Hey,
so,
girl. Thank you. Like, boss. That's what we do here. Right? Whole boss mode, yeah. You know? Yeah. But girl, just had a baby.
I did. 4 months, 3.5 weeks ago, I should say.
3.5 weeks?
3.5. She'll be 4 months. I don't like to like prolong.
3.5 months.
3.5 months ago. Yeah, sorry. Okay, weeks, 3.5 months ago. Months.
It feels like 3.5 weeks.
It feels like it. No, not at all. Yeah, so I don't like to prolong it, but she'll be 4 months in 2 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, it's been good. It's been an adjustment, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love being a mom. Like, I was never that type of person that was like, I just want to be a mom. And, like, I grew up to, like, you know, it came to me and I'm happy for it. I'm gracious for it. But it's definitely been an adjustment, you know, the whole thing from pregnancy to delivery to
full circle.
Yes. It's good. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
it feels good, you know, to like have it in that order.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you were, it's, you're expecting whatever's to come, mm-hmm. it's here and I'm ready, mm-hmm. you know? And, I feel very fortunate and blessed for that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like, as Latinx, as, you know, Afro-Latinas, mm-hmm. we beat a lot of statistics.
True. Yeah.
And, and set a lot of goals.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a village for that too.
That's definitely true.
You know, in raising us as young girls to mujeres.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have like this whole village of all these little girls being born.
Yeah. I know, all the little girls.
I know.
But the year of the girl, I think.
The year of the girl. You know, there are a few maybe like boys that pop in, but the majority have been
like girls. Yeah.
So shout out, cause who runs the world, right?
Right. True.
So talk to me a little bit about, you know, I know your upbringing, right?
Yeah.
Our familias are close here. Then you're from the West Side, everybody knows each other and
mm-hmm.
supports one another. That's what's so amazing. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about yourself for our listeners to know, who is Analita?
Yeah. I mean, so I grew up in the business. So I think my earliest memory was cashiering,
mm-hmm.
and I put that in quotes because I wasn't supposed to be cashiering at 7 years old, but I remember getting my first tip, and I was like, this is what it like to get, like, to work?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was just a tip. It wasn't a paycheck, but
mm-hmm.
I think from then on, it was just part of me. You know, I went to college on St. Thomas. I graduated with a bachelor's in family studies, and I minored in psychology and Spanish, of course, because why not?
Right.
But my intention was to be a psychologist. What I wanted to do. I wanted to be a counselor, especially for minority groups.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that that was something that, you know, like a lot of Latinx people don't have. Like, therapy is just not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be. It should be. It should be encouraged. But halfway into my senior year of college, my grandparents were like, hey, we want you to come back to the business. What do you think? And my role has changed a lot. I started out customer service representative, kind of just working with people, making sure I was on the floor. And now I'm on to catering. And then now I do food service. So anything from the deli on, restaurant, kitchen is all, you know, my domain. That's what I handle. So it's a lot of pressure because it's a lot. It's our money maker, you know.
Yep, yep.
We have the grocery store, of course, but, you know, restaurant service is a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mainly in St. Paul, so we have the Minneapolis location.
Yep.
But me, Lisa, and my mom, Susie, they run that. And I stayed in St. Paul because it's more established.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can run it with a
Because St. Paul is just better and amazing, right?
Yes.
Sorry, all of our listeners in Minneapolis. But you hearing it from us.
Yep.
Cross over to St. Paul.
Yep. Because
it's amazing.
Yes,
and
it
our
is.
City's better than yours. Nah, we got love. No, but definitely cross over. And if you do cross over, I always tell people, like, where they go, why? Well, because El Burrito Mercado
is there. So many things. I mean, people try to say St. Paul's boring. And, you know, it might be in its own way. But, like, in a good way, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, you know, our thing is a Mexican experience. La experiencia mexicana.
Right.
You know, translates to the Mexican experience. So I think that's what we want. We want people to walk in and be like, I feel like I'm in Mexico. Exactly.
Yep.
That's what we want you to feel. And we're coming up on 40 years this year. We're going to have a celebration this July. So it's a big milestone for us, especially as now, as of 3 years ago, it's all women owned, minority owned. So it's, you know, it always was my room, but now it's just all three women, you know, so it's a big step for us.
Definitely.
For the business to move in that way. So
tell me a little bit about how, you know, the influence of working with your tia and your mom.
It's, you know, it's funny. We had a meeting today at my house with my baby there. And it was just, it's just a different dynamic working with your family. But especially, like, my tia, Melissa, has kind of, she's ventured out. She's done different things and she brings all those experiences to the table. My mom's always been at the business.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she knows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in this place where I have two different women, strong in their own ways. And I kind of favor my tia a bit just because we're the oldest. We're type A personality. So I kind of like follow her lead a lot in things. But it's definitely a big influence just from starting from my grandma.
Yep.
Just how strong of a personality she was. She is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
she worked with my grandpa and they had a partnership. And now we have to come up with our own partnership between the three of us. And it's been it's been challenging, but it's been a good experience. I mean, our meetings, you can't have a meeting without busting out laughing about something, you know? And that's what I love about our business, is that it's not, you know, super cut out. Like, it doesn't have to follow an agenda every single time.
Right.
We work together as partners.
Yep.
And that's really something that I'm really fortunate to have. A lot of business owners don't get that, to work with their mom or their aunt. And so I'm fortunate, definitely.
That's awesome. We're going to get back here on Latina Theory with Analita Silva, talk a little bit more of what it means to be a boss mom. And here, tune into this track. I love it. This is, shout out to my mom. Yes, my mom made this request. And you're going to laugh, but that's why my mom's so cool. Shout out to the mothers on this episode. Here's Bad Bunny with Caro.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory. Un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro. De lejos se nota que mi flow es caro. Que con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego y normal, me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. Yo sé cuánto valgo, yo sé que soy caro. Que para ti soy caro. Antes mami decía, está todo caro. Esos tiempos se acabaron. Yo soy como Durán, yo la cojo y va pa' laro. Como si fuera un disparo. La regla yo la rompo y la reparo. Yo sé que ese culo es caro. Lo mismo bebamos, que bebo guaro. Duele. Otra vez me preguntaron, ¿qué carajo te importa a ti? ¿Cómo soy yo? ¿Qué digo yo? ¿Qué hago yo? ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? ¿Cómo soy yo? ¿Qué digo yo? ¿Qué hago yo? ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? Vive tu vida, yo vivo la mía. Criticar sin dar ejemplo, que odio manía. Por solo ser yo y no como se suponía. Hasta que no te pulmonía. Y aquel se encojona porque no contesté. Sorry, no quiero hablar con usted. Yo tengo la salsa, también el ballet. Por eso cuando dejo la máquina en el ballet, me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro. De lejos se nota que mi flow es caro. Que con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego y normal, me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. Yo sé cuánto valgo, yo sé que soy caro, que para ti soy caro.
¿Por qué no puedo ser así? ¿En qué te hago daño a ti? ¿En qué te hago daño a ti? Yo solamente soy feliz. ¿Por qué no puedo ser así? ¿En qué te hago daño a ti? ¿En qué te hago daño a ti? Yo solamente soy feliz. Yo solamente soy feliz. Solamente soy feliz.
Solamente
soy feliz.
Solamente.
Y ser feliz nunca me ha salido caro. Ahora veo todo claro. Con dinero, sin dinero, mi flow es caro. Y con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego y normal, me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. No sé cuánto valgo. Yo sé que soy caro. Que pa' ti soy caro. Va a poner baby.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory.
And we are back here with our guest, Analita Silva. And that was Bad Bunny with Caro. I just, that's, everyone's probably like, your mom wanted this song, but she, he's a Vega Bajeno. He's from my mom's, you know, my mom's side of the family's Pueblo. So, and the fact that, you know, he says, he shouts out his mom saying that we couldn't buy those things because it was too caro. She likes that part. But we're back here with the Boss Moms. Analita and I kind of were in commercial break talking about just reclaiming our spaces and how important it is as, you know, minority business owners to make sure that the culture is ensured. And that's something that I know El Burrito, that's what makes it special.
Yeah.
In particular, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So you told me it was changed up this year.
It changed up. So they moved it. So it's not on Cesar Chavez. It wasn't on Cesar Chavez this year. They might change it next year. But it was down towards Boca Chica. So at least we had one Latino business on there. And it was between Robert and Wabasha. So, you know, we kind of kept our stuff at El Burrito. But so far, I mean, I haven't heard anything bad. So far, so good. But, yeah, we had experiences in, you know, just people just, like the guy, was, like I was saying, he walked in with a sombrero. And I'm like,
so, yes, the typical stereotype,
yep.
Cinco de Drinco white
yep.
guy coming to the
yes.
west side.
He was already drunk when he got there.
Right.
And I was just like... And I just kind of gave him a look, and he kind of looked around and realized, like, no one else is in costume, and it's
mm-hmm.
not a costume party, so
mm-hmm.
maybe we should take it off.
Yeah.
And he did, and it's just one of those things that, like, it doesn't even cross his mind that that wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating
mm-hmm.
to see it, because you're sitting here trying to, you know, and we're doing it for, you know, we don't celebrate it.
Right.
We're not going to have a party on Cinco de Mayo. As a Mexicana, like, to we don't celebrate it,
yeah.
you know? So it's like we do this for our customers.
Right.
Who want to celebrate it
yep.
for the experience, you know, for the parade that we've always had
mm-hmm.
that's always been going through our community. So it's just one of those things that, like, you know, the ignorance
yep.
is just crazy to me.
Yeah.
That, you know, you just... And he had nothing. He just was having a good time, getting beers, you know, using certain words. And I'm like, yeah, no. But
mm-hmm.
it's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even if everyone else here looks like you, it's still not okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do that stuff. So,
no,
it was frustrating.
Just leave your sombrero at
yes.
home.
Yes. And why do you even have one?
Yeah.
You know, like, unless you're wearing
a
full chamorro outfit.
Are you
like,
in a folklore group?
Right. No, exactly. I'm like,
are you in Los Alegres Bailadores?
Exactly.
And you get a pass, homie,
right.
but not just
no,
walking around
just
with,
walking
it.
With it.
Like, I'm not going to St. Patrick's Day and putting on,
exactly.
you know,
I don't even know.
What is
but
the skirt?
The kilt.
The kilt.
Yes.
You know,
I
you
mean,
don't
that's
see
Scottish, though, so we probably
it's,
should.
Oh, shoot. You
see,
I ain't going to
no
Scottish festival
exactly.
wearing it either.
No.
I mean, unless you're going to Kanye it up and make it your own style,
sure.
figure it out, but, like, I'm
no.
not cool with that.
No.
Yeah. Even, you know, we get a lot of stuff within, like, the Boricua communities
mm-hmm.
throughout the diaspora, like, with even wearing, like, the bomba dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're doing a folklore performance and
yeah.
we're going to be seen in full garb, but,
yeah.
like, we don't have to come with pañuelos in our head
no.
to just dance and
right.
sing our music,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, it's still alive.
Yeah. Right.
And that's how we remember our ancestors. But, like, if we're doing a folklore performance, then, yeah, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like, let's get out. But there's a wave of that, like, of just respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's being sold. A lot of these things are being sold mainstream.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you would have to go to Puerto Rico or you
no.
have to go to Mexico to get it. Like,
yep.
you can get it. Forever 21 has, like, Selena shirts and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's so mainstream, so it makes people think it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Is that you don't have to actually go and be part of that culture, be part of that that conversation, I guess you could say, to be able to wear it.
It's like when I was in LA and I just started seeing, like, down on over in, like, Beverly Hills, like, these young teenage white girls with
mm-hmm.
doing their eyebrows like super chola-ish
yeah.
and, like, the whole fits
mm-hmm.
and the jerseys
yeah.
and the eyeliner, like, straight
yeah.
up looking like Echo Park in, like, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hold up,
right.
That's
right.
a little, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, you know, some homegirls that live out there that are Chicana, and they're
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, we're not fucking with that.
No.
Like, it's not cool with us.
No.
So it's just, to our, you know, white allies out there, just have these conversations at
yes.
home. Think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a question.
Ask. Yes, ask.
You know, and you should, because you have, you know, friends of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then... That's a problem.
That is a problem.
So we're going to get back into talking about mom life.
Yeah.
Speaking of beautiful women of color. You gave birth to a beautiful, yeah. What's her name?
Layla Denise.
Layla Denise. Layla Denise. Yeah. And can I ask, like, what inspired?
So her dad is black and mm-hmm. I'm half black. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wanted to have something Latina, like sounds Latina, but yep. isn't like, so, you know, like, I wanted to stay true to like who she is, but yep. had that little bit of Latina left in her. So it was between Valentina and Layla. And Valentina that. Was like, my grandpa's like, yes, Valentina or Tomasina. My grandpa's name is Tomas.
Yep, yep.
Love Tomasina. I was like, no, we're no.
He so, was like, of course he loved
right,
that.
So we did Layla because it just, I love it. It's feminine.
It
it's beautiful. And so, and then Denise is her grandma on her fraternal side.
Okay.
A middle name. So we chose it for that. But I just love the name.
It's so
kind of, and it kind of fits her. You know,
it
how, like
does.
A name your kids, it just fits her personality.
It
so,
does.
I love it.
That's how I'm so happy. Like you share that story because it's important that you like blend both.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, we said we were gonna name our daughter Loisa
mm-hmm.
like 3 years
mm-hmm.
ago. It was like we were in Loisa. And
yeah.
He's like, if we ever have a girl,
yeah,
this is her name.
Yeah.
And like just the story because when he went. You know, he's black, and when he went to Puerto Rico the first time, he's like, how come they don't teach you this in school? How come, you know, no one, he's like, everyone's black here. Everyone looks like my mom and my
yes.
family, and he's like, I don't see, you
mm-hmm.
know, they don't showcase
no.
the black. And I said, yeah, because that's called racism,
yes.
you know, and I was like, Puerto Rico is black. It's
oh
African. So he was like, well, what does Loisa mean? I was like, well, it's the indigenous
okay.
Taína. Queen, cacica.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That is, she was the cacica,
mm-hmm.
the only female cacica
wow.
of the Taino people
mm-hmm.
in Borinque.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
you know, and 99% of Loisa
mm-hmm.
is black. That's where the
yeah.
it's the predominant,
mm-hmm.
you know, our culture's from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rosa is like our band name.
Sure.
And so
yeah.
he was like,
yeah.
we got to throw that in. And I was like, really? Like, you really put in the Latino side
yeah.
on there? And he was like, well, no, because Loisa's Afro-Indigenous. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, I just wanted him to feel comfortable because I was in love with
yeah.
it. But,
you know,
yeah.
and after saying that, so when we went for your wedding, we were in Loisa.
Yes.
I literally never felt in my entire life as included in a
yeah.
group of people. Like,
yeah.
I looked around and I'm like, I fit in perfectly here. Like, I'm
yeah.
staying here.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And everyone looks like me. No one's coming up to me being like, what are you?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
are you Mexican? What? And I loved it. Everyone's probably assumed I was Puerto Rican, which is fine with me, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it was like... It felt really like a nice community to be in. Everyone was
it's
welcoming. Beautiful. No one stared at you. And it's like, wow.
You guys got to come in January.
Oh, I would love to.
You and Layla, you guys.
Yeah,
man.
But,
yeah.
you know, speaking that, and I, in this, it's a perfect name for her. Because, you know,
yeah.
that I love being there. And
it's,
so.
It's magical. And it's, you know, and I want these young girls to feel their pride as.
Yes.
You know, these black Latinas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And their strength.
Yep.
And how strong, you know,
mm-hmm.
that lineage of women that
yes.
they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you speak about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that. You feel that. It's also those values. Like, now as a mom, I'm like, gosh,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's what, it's not about us. It's what are their values?
Right.
What do we want for them?
Yes.
You know, what's the goods of us
mm-hmm.
that we give to them? And whatever's bad that we reflect, like,
right.
that. You start a fire
mm-hmm.
and you burn it
yep.
because it's about them.
It is.
And so what are the little, you know, her little 4 months developments?
It's so fun. Like, I swear she thinks she's an adult sometimes. Like, she likes to stand up, which I'm like, you're not that big to be. Like, we have a chair now. She's in her chair. She, the cutest thing she does when I'm away from her for a certain time, I get home and like she obviously can't talk, but she just kind of makes these sounds and she keeps going and going. It's like as if she's trying to tell me, like, mom, this is what I did and this
yep.
is what happened to me today. And so it's cool to see, you know, how much, like, even week by week, how much
yep.
they grow. You know, 1 week she couldn't hold her head up at all. Now she's holding it up. She's trying to, like, get herself up. And, you know, she chuckled for the first time and I started crying. I, like, it was just the sweetest thing. Now she doesn't do it again, so I keep trying to make her chuckle, but it hasn't happened. But all of those things, you know, it just, they're amazing. Every little thing. I never realized, like, when they say, like, you can never love something this much, like, no, they're serious. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a new type of love that I've never experienced before. So, and everything she does, I love. So,
it's
at this point, she can't do no wrong. So.
Is it? It's like, oh, my God, what did I do? What did
right.
I do?
Yep.
But, man, we're going to get back into talking about the mamahood and also talking about postpartum. It's a lot that people kind of slip through. It's always, you know, healing mom so that there's a happy baby, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to come into this next session with Para Cumbes, Mama, Cuídame a Bele.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Mama.
Latina Theory, Analita Silva, new mom, one of the owners of El Burrito Mercado. I'm going to keep spitting that throughout the whole session.
Right.
So if you haven't been there or if you grew up on it, tell the people who haven't. And if you're in Minneapolis, you don't have to cross over to get that experiencia.
Yep.
You can actually go to the new spot. It's going to be a year old, right?
Yeah, pretty soon. August.
It's going to be 1 year old. Mm-hmm. And the one in St. Paul is going to be 40 years old this July. But you can catch the Minneapolis vibe, which is fun. I've performed there a few times, doing some little DJ cuts. And maybe we'll get back in there, do like a mom's thing.
Mom's
dance merengue,
right?
Or something. But
it's lit.
But we're going to talk about postpartumism. You know, I think, I feel like as a mom, everyone's always asking, like, how's the baby?
Yeah.
Are you getting sleep? But then it's like, you know, are you not ripping your hair out of your head?
Right.
Or what are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you pass your 40 días? You know, like all of these certain rituals. And everyone has their own.
Right.
And that's how you should flow, right?
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Talk to me a little bit about like maybe what's been your like red light.
Yeah, no. I definitely, so my experience, so I actually had an emergency C-section. Mm. So my whole experience was very different from like
scary.
Yes. It was like went to the doctor, they sent me to the hospital, tried to get my blood pressure down, and I couldn't. So I ended up having an emergency C-section, which prompted me for a 5-day stay in the hospital trying to get my blood pressure down. So my first, you know, like week there was, I had a lot of help. I had a lot of nurses. My mom was there. Sean would leave my side the whole time. He was kind of there. So coming home was hard. It was like, everything's on a schedule there. And I had to come home and start my own. So at first, it was kind of like a shock. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm home. What am I doing? And the one thing that really helped me through everything was that Sean checked in with me. He was like, how are you doing today? You know, emotionally, where are you on a scale?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to say I'm fine. It's easy to say I'm good, you know. And it's, I think you have to just check in with yourself. I mean, that's one of the things that as women, we sometimes try to ignore. Like,
right.
I don't want to deal with this right now.
Yep.
I need to keep pushing. And I see now that, like, I got to check in. And if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling like I need a break,
mm-hmm.
I take it. Even if it's a shower,
mm-hmm.
I take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try, and the guilt is something that I think is my biggest thing. Like, I can't feel guilty for, you know, doing something for myself.
Right.
So that's kind of, it's been a transition, but it's, I definitely have to check in with myself every single day.
Yep.
Like, I don't let a day go by that I'm like, hey, are you really feeling okay? Or are you just saying you're feeling okay so that you don't bug somebody?
Right.
You know, because your baby feeds off of whatever you feel.
You're putting it. That's a, like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like, they feel
it's
it.
It's that, it's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's physical. It's
yeah.
mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely, you know, and if I feel like I'm not good, I tell them, you know what? Give me some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I come right back to it. And I think that a lot of women, and like even other mom friends, like I don't check in with, you know, like,
no,
I just go through
to.
The motions of being a mom. And I'm like, but
that's,
you get lost in that. And
yeah.
you're still an individual on top of being a mom.
Right.
So it's important.
And you're also going through your own separation.
Yes.
Because you have this, you know, human being that's,
yeah.
that
yes.
you're creating in your body
mm-hmm.
that's developing. And then there's a transition of when that umbilical cord is cut,
mm-hmm.
when that baby is out of you,
mm-hmm.
whichever way, if it's, you know, vaginal, C-section,
mm-hmm.
the trauma.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell people, like, the baby is going through trauma getting out
yeah.
of you,
yeah.
and you have to go through trauma
yes.
to deliver it.
Yeah.
So there's a peaceful balance that
mm-hmm.
has to happen for both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, baby's good now, baby's
yep.
healthy,
yep.
baby's on the titty,
yep.
you know, like, baby's clean,
yeah.
baby's sleeping, the nursery, everything, all of that. But mom is like, I just like died to give
yes.
birth.
No, seriously.
And I tell like people, how is it? I
yeah.
literally felt
yeah.
like I had to die
yeah.
to give life,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know? And so what are, you know, give us those little things, maybe like, I don't know, what's your favorite meal on it? What
yeah.
do you do? Do you, you know, take some time to take a walk
yeah.
or go to the gym or like little things?
Yeah.
Read a book,
yeah.
take a shower. I
yes.
mean, literally,
take a shower,
a hot shower is like
no,
hard to do when you're a
yeah.
mom.
Take a shower.
Wash your hair.
Yes. Take some time to like, even if like I'm just in the bathroom and I'm just on my phone, just because, you know, there's something about like mindlessly looking through your phone, kind of losing yourself in that, is something that like you don't get when your baby's present.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of, like, you can be on your phone, of course, you know, but you're on that alert. You're
yeah.
always coming on the alert. So for me, it's definitely showering. And the weirdest thing is cleaning the kitchen. Like
yeah.
after dinner, I tell him, take the baby upstairs and I'm going to just take 20 minutes, put some music on and clean.
Yep.
And for me, that works.
That's relaxing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. It's, you know, getting everything back to normal.
Does your man ever ask, like, take a break from cleaning? And then you're kind of like, well, this is my
this
break.
It's my time.
Because Mooja, my husband would be like, you should chill out. And I'm like, I'm chilling.
Yes.
I'm chilling.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Go upstairs. Go
leave
away.
Me alone.
Yeah.
Take her for a little bit.
Yes.
Like, which he has no problem. And that's all. Another like blessing,
yes,
just having a partner
mm-hmm.
that is
yeah.
completely
yeah.
like dad mode,
yes,
you know,
it's very important.
And so shout out to those single mamas,
oh my gosh,
because I don't know how literally how
yeah.
the F you do it, because it's, and I know a lot of you guys,
a lot, yeah,
I know a lot of you guys, so mad love and mad respect
yeah.
to the comadres out there that definitely
yeah.
Have done it, continue to do it, that don't ever stop.
Right.
Because this job don't ever stop. I mean, literally, we're both like looking at our phones right now.
I know.
And I think we're both trying to see, okay, is the baby okay?
Yeah.
Everything cool? Because it just, there's no clock on going off of it. What, so did you pierce your ears yet?
No, and that's so much
pressure.
Because
this is a Latino thing,
yes,
right?
There's so much, and it's not, it's so much pressure. Like, I
let's talk
like,
about the Latinidad
yes.
of getting your daughter's ears pierced.
I had my plan.
Okay.
2 months.
Yep.
I was going to do it. You know, after her shots,
you know,
a tattoo shot. I had it all planned. And then she did her shots, and I saw her crying. I'm like, I ain't doing this. Nope. Why? What is the point? And then there's more pressure from, I think, my family, and even his family. They're just like, she was a little girl. Like, it's something that you do. And I'm like, but the pain. Like, no, I don't remember.
We don't remember. I was
so,
2 months.
Yeah, and so
after the shots, that's the whole thing. Because my daughter just got her shots last week, and mommy's like, "It's time." And I was like, "Why don't we wait till after the airplane ride tomorrow?" Because I'm like, that's pressure in her ears.
Yeah.
I would hate to do that, and then that. Like my husband's like, "Y'all are crazy." But then I'm like, "This is like, tradition."
It is.
And he's like, oh, a tradition? What kind of tradition? I'm like, it's indigenous, man.
Yeah.
Indigenous people get pierced right away.
The day they're born, they get, like, in some places. Like, and I think, and it used to be, like, you'd go to, like, somebody's house and get them pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be done. And now, they don't do that anymore.
No.
And so, it's just so, I don't need to do it. I want to do it because I know, like, you know, changing your earrings is something as a woman that sometimes you
we
do.
Did it. We grew up with it.
I don't remember. So I can't sit there and say, I don't think my daughter will remember either.
No, we don't remember having it done. But you do remember getting your bling.
Yes.
And like, getting them gold and going to Mexico.
Your
and
little
blinging.
Gold hoops, like all of that stuff. I remember that. So I think for her, and those people are like, let her make the decision when she's older. And I'm like, I get that point too.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, you know, having her consent to it. I understand that, but I'm just sorry. It's just part of who I am and part of what we do.
We got to kind
of
do it.
So
we got to do it.
I have an excuse every weekend, but I really, really think that this month, June, is when I'm going to get it done. So if I do it, I'll post it somewhere.
It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
Do you have a song that you've been listening to?
You know,
that anything on your playlist? What's it? Did you have a playlist?
I didn't for, you know, so during, so the C-section, they kind of like, quick. It's like, you're numb. You don't feel anything. And for some reason, the song My Girl came on and I sang through my whole C-section.
Beautiful.
Because first, that's all I could do to calm my head. I'm like, I need something to
distract
myself.
So you sang.
I sang My Girl to all the nurses and the doctors. So, and I wish I had a video of it, but Sean was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just let me keep singing because
whatever happens.
I can't feel anything but like my arm. So I'm going to just keep singing. So I think that's her, like, her song. Like, that's what I sing to her. And it kind of calms me in certain situations because that's what I use to calm myself in that situation. So probably that. I don't want, you know, I'm on this Lizzo kick right now.
Okay.
We're going to see her in October.
Yep.
And so Juice is the song I've been singing. And probably not the most appropriate song to sing to my 3-month-old, but I do it. So
shout out to Lizzo.
Right?
She's got the babies singing Juice.
So that's been my songs lately. My jam is Lizzo pretty much for the last.
So in honor of all the babies coming out of their mother's juices, we're going to play Lizzo. Shout out to Lizzo. She's on a European tour with the sister DJ Sophia Aris. And she'll be here back in the cities in August. Much success, much love. She's also in Essence magazine
month,
so make sure you pick up your copy. It's got Alicia Keys on the cover. You know, Twin Cities repping everywhere. So here is Lizzo with Juice.
All on my shoes.
Ooh, baby.
I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like Grey Goose. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby. So is you, that's how I roll.
If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine.
Yeah, I'm gold.
I was born like this, don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shot and they get better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you lie.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose.
Yeah,
blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. if the juice don't look like this. Hold up, nigga, please don't make me have to take your bitch. Shoot. If I'm shining, everybody wanna shine. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. I like shot a nigga better over time. Heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch alive.
Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
So we are getting into the last part of our interview here with Analita Silva. I want to just get into the what's like the most, you know, exciting part that so far that's been. I mean, obviously there's the scary, there's the trauma of birth. Before birth, you know, you're in pregnancy mode and it's that right alone. You're like, I'm ready to be done pregnant. Like, I get it. The pregnant glow, it's real.
It's not as cute as you want it to be.
No. You have a head that's literally coming out your matriz, right? Yeah. So, but, you know, you survived that. You survived delivery. And now you're postpartum. What's the excitement of these, you know, next, I should say, next 8 months until she's one, right?
Until she's one, So, I mean, like I said, every day is changing. I'm fortunate enough to be home, so I'm home full time right now for the first 3 months, and I'll go back to work soon. But it's just like waking up, you know, and seeing how happy they are when they wake up. You know, that first moment that like you get to be with them, and I think everything about her is exciting. That sounds so weird, but like just, you know, her little outfit changes, her little photo shoot. Like, I have the most fun putting bows and photo shoots on her bear. Like, I'm that mom. I went out for the first time for a friend's birthday, and I was that mom at the bar, like, hey, everybody, look at my kids. And I'm like, and then I was home by 10.
Like, you were like,
but,
whoa.
But, you know, ask me a couple years ago, I would have been like, no, I would have never done that. And now it's just, it's a humbling experience, to be honest.
It really is.
You know, just to kind of center yourself and realize, like, I'm not just living for myself anymore. You know, you are in some way, but you have this human being that it depends on you for everything, especially if you're nursing. You know, you're really dependent for everything. So I'm excited for all of it. I'm excited. I'm not ready for her to crawl or walk, because I like that I can cradle her and not have her move anywhere. I know that time's coming and I have to be chasing her, so I'm ready for it. But I think everything's exciting.
That whole, when you go out, it's anything, if you're not by your baby, like I went to the movies with a homegirl and Muja had a session and I was like, okay, my mom's like, Bete, you need to like do new time, right? And literally went to the movies for 2 hours, and like the whole time I'm watching the movie, I can't stop thinking. I'm looking at my phone. My phone, I think, had died. And I'm like, I get to my homegirl, Asha, and I'm like, Asha, hook me up with your phone. I need to text my mom. And she was like, girl, the baby's okay. I've already texted your mom. You know, like, so so all of that. And then I performed my first show just 2 weeks ago. And it was crazy, because I opened up for Rakim and Eric B. And then I'm like, okay, everybody's like, hey, let's go. What are you doing? I'm like, looking at my husband. He's like closing down merch, and he's like, we're going home. We're going to get there right now. And we're like, yeah, bye. Are you kidding me? And even my mom's like, you know, La Nena's fine if you want to. And I was like, no, Ma, like, we're here already.
Like, so, I'm ready to go.
But
I totally get that.
It's a real vibe. It's like, you're, you've been attached to somebody for this long and for the rest of your life, and and you know as a woman that relationship's going to grow into every day into something else. So, but thank you for being a part of Latina Theory. Any closing that you wanted to tell our listeners about, you know, what you've got coming up or, you know, what you would.
Yeah, I mean, you plugged us enough, you know, so we're definitely going to be having our 40th year party sometime in July, and I'm in charge of catering, so grad parties, weddings, quinceañeras, whatever you need, email me, it's just my first name, elburritomercado.com, and I'll make it work. I like to work within budgets. That's a fun part of my job. So I'll make it work for you.
Right on. Yeah. You heard it there, Analita Silva. We're going to close up this session with Burrito Bandito. That fits perfect for this segment. Burrito Bandito by Pete Escovedo and Sheila E. But thank you so much for being here. This is The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast, Sin Vergüenzas. Ariana Henis, we'll see you soon. We'll hear you soon. Peace, mi gente.